The Trump administration is looking to exclude millions of acres of wetlands and thousands of miles of streams from federal environmental protection. As Frank Morris reports for Harvest Public Media, the debate over clean water regulations came to a head last month in Kansas.
Way, way upstream from your kitchen sink, there are landowners like Robert Alpers, who farms near Prairie Home, Missouri. The Obama administration ordered the federal government to regulate the water running off Alpers' farm and ultimately into the water supply.
You know, they just said, yeah, every stream is going to end up in the ocean, and you're not going to be able to do your drainage that you wanted, and that's been backed off a lot.
The Environmental Protection Agency under President Donald Trump wants to narrow the definition of waters of the United States, that is, streams, wetlands, and ponds under federal supervision. It's a reversal that Ron Klataske, a rancher who runs Audubon of Kansas, says would be historic.
In terms of a historic event, this is the greatest rollback of conservation and protection of ecological resources that has occurred ever.
EPA had one public hearing for comments on the new rule in a small old convention center in Kansas City, Kansas.
So now let me turn to exclusions. The agencies are proposing 11 exclusions from the definition of waters of the U.S.
The EPA's Mindy Eisenberg says streams that run only after rainstorms would no longer be protected. Neither would about half the nation's wetlands or any of the groundwater. And roadside ditches covered by the current rules won't be anymore. Blake Roderick with the National Waterways Conference says it's a welcome change for landowners who saw the Obama-era rule as a power grab.
The old rule was just regulating way too much. It wasn't regulating the types of things that were traditionally regulated under the Clean Water Act.
Groups representing miners, oil and gas producers, farmers, and construction companies support the proposed rollback. That's because it would lift federal oversight from vast swaths of land. Ryan Fisher, who oversees the Army Corps of Engineers Civil Works Program, says it'll be good for business.
We are certainly looking to balance protecting federal waters with the need to support national economic interests.
Engineers running public water systems like it too, because it would strip a lot of the expense and hassle out of damming some streams. But Jeff Grisler with the Southern Environmental Law Center says profit, not science, is behind it all.
This is about making it easier for heavy polluting industries to contaminate our waterways, for people to fill streams and wetlands, and to pass their costs and their responsibility for their pollution to all of us who live downstream.
He argues that includes a lot of people who may end up drinking more tainted water or paying higher bills to have their water cleaned. And downstream companies would also be hurt.
Our business is built on clean water.
That's Brian McGeehan, a fly fishing outfitter in Montana.
Clean water shouldn't be a pro-business versus pro-conservation issue. A strong Clean Water Act is pro-business.
Environmentalists also say that protected wetlands can help prevent flooding, and they're not the only ones.
I'm just a guy who lives out on the prairie stating what I see.
Matt Stahman farms west of Houston, where catastrophic flooding in Hurricane Harvey was blamed in part on the loss of surrounding wetlands.
You add more impermeable surface, you fill more wetlands that soak up water, you add more floodwater downstream. It's pretty straightforward.
While the science showing that upstream pollution tends to wind up downstream is pretty basic, remember the water cycle you learned about in grade school, this isn't really about science. It's a legal question. Environmentalists and upstream business interests have been fighting in court over the scope of the Clean Water Act since it started in 1972, and the new changes will do nothing to disrupt that cycle. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Frank Morris.